important what your ideology is, what's the identity of your movement, if your flag is yellow or red or black or brown. The most important thing for the Americans and Israelis is what's your political agenda. What they're fighting today in Gaza is not Islamism or Islamic movements. They are fighting the political agenda of the resistance. And I'd like to tell you very frankly, today, if Khaled Mash'al or if any of our brothers in the Hamas movement, if they call any of those Arab mediators or the European mediators, if they tell them we are ready to recognize Israel, if they tell them we are ready to enter negotiations with Israel, if they tell them we are ready to accept and negotiate on conditions to reach a settlement in any form with Israel, if this happens now, now the bombings will stop on Gaza and now the killings will stop in Gaza and Hamas will be accepted, and they have no problem to give Hamas authority and the ruling, not just in Gaza but also in the West Bank. So we must not be mistaken. This is their problem with the resistance movements. The same thing goes for Lebanon. Nobody should believe that the problem of America and Israel is with Hezbollah in Lebanon because Hezbollah is an Islamist party or a religious party or because it is an ideological party. No, that's not their problem with Hezbollah. We now, the Americans, they say in the next elections, if the opposition wins, they will threaten, they threaten the Lebanese if the opposition wins. But let me tell them, if one of Hezbollah's leaders calls the Americans, for example, and they want to sit with us, they want to call us and sit with us and negotiate with us, and if one of Hezbollah's leaders calls the American, an American official, and says, we Hezbollah are ready to recognize Israel and we are ready to make a settlement on the resistance and we are ready to discuss the issue of Lebanese sovereignty, real Lebanese sovereignty, if this happens, the Americans will help us, for us to be the authority, the ruling authority in Lebanon. What I mean by us is Hezbollah. They have no problems with our prayers or with our fastings or with us being religious figures or sheikhs. Their real problem with us is with our political agenda. The political agenda which refuses to abandon the territory, this political agenda which refuses to abandon any detainee, any piece of dignity. We refuse also to abandon any sovereignty, any real independence. The same goes for Palestine today. What they are targeting today in Gaza is not Hamas or the Islamist Jihad or the resistance factions. They are targeting the rest of the resistance, the rest of the Palestinian will, the rest of the cohesion, the rest of those who are holding on to their rights. And so I'd like to share my concerns, share my voice with those in Palestine who called for a third intifada in Palestine, those who called for a new intifada in the Arab and Islamic world. I join my voice with their voices because today in Gaza as an ummah, we are now witnessing a battle of the destiny of Palestine, not the destiny of Hamas. And so today, I call on all the Palestinian factions to stand in cohesion, to forget their differences and to cooperate and to stay away from preconditions and to work seriously to stop the military assault without allowing this military assault to achieve any of its aims. The third main issue. Today, we call once again on the Arab and Islamic people to continue their movements, to continue taking steps, because the military campaign is continuing and the will of launching this campaign is a strong will which needs confrontation. In the 1996 April war on Lebanon, the Qana massacre changed the equation, and in the year 2006, the second Qana massacre, to the least extent, put the Zionists in the corner, and it stopped the Zionists from the military operations for 48 hours. But what happened in Gaza is that the war began with a massacre, and the military assault did not stop at the beginning and has not stopped now in the latest hours. And this means that there is insistence to take advantage of the time for Israel, the time which Israel has to achieve the biggest possible achievement which can be made. And I call on the Arab rulers to hurry. Even if they didn't hold a summit, I call on the Arabs to make all the efforts, to put all the efforts, to make serious efforts. But my dear brothers and sisters, we must depend fundamentally on the field of battle. We make a call in all Arab and Islamic capitals. Thank God people now are going down to the streets in thousands, in tens of thousands, in hundreds of thousands. And this is something which is good. This is a good sign. These scenes which we are witnessing today in the Arab and Islamic capitals, we haven't seen them, and we didn't see them even in the July 2006 war on Lebanon. This means that progress has been made in the position of the Ummah and the people of the Ummah. The people of the Ummah must increase and escalate these movements hour by hour and day by day. And we are all concerned. We must all raise our voices high. Yesterday, when I made the speech and I spoke about everything and I had a frank speech, I knew preemptively that I would be criticized and would maybe be subject to harsh criticism. I knew this. I think that defending Gaza and defending the people of Gaza deserves it, deserves me to be criticized. It deserves the blood of all of us. Gaza deserves our blood. So what can I say about criticism? Of course I will accept being criticism if this being criticized, if this criticism is for the sake of Gaza. So I call for vigilancy, for progress being made. We are all involved in the battle of vigilancy in the Ummah. We are also involved in the battle of this Ummah raising its voices. This is the battle against the misleading, the battle against lies, this battle which is being waged by many. Yesterday, on one of the Arab satellite TVs, I was listening to one of those who always curses and makes harsh criticism. And of course he's a curser, but they are liars as well. And this person said that Hezbollah in Beirut bombed the Egyptian embassy in Beirut. Did anyone in Lebanon bomb the Egyptian embassy? I would like to ask. Very frankly, it's very natural for us to hold protest, to hold the protest 2 days ago. It's very natural for us today to protest in front of the Egyptian embassy in Beirut. But we deliberately did not go to the Egyptian embassy. We as Hezbollah, I'm saying, we did not go to the Egyptian embassy in Beirut because we understand the uniqueness, the sensitivity of this issue. So we are practicing peaceful protests. Our requests are peaceful, and we are peacefully calling for a change in the Egyptian position, but we are not in the context of assaulting anyone. We are waging a battle of vigilancy in the Islamic and Arab world. This battle of vigilancy is against the battle of misleading, the battle of lies. Just like what happened in the July 2006 war yesterday, very important Arab newspapers, my dear brothers, and this is very unfortunate, these Arab newspapers accused Hamas and the resistance factions of selling their people for the interests of certain regimes in the region. And they named Syria specifically, these Arab newspapers. What's the interest of Syria if certain people in Gaza are being killed? Is this in the interest of Syria? Syria, of course, called for stopping the indirect negotiations with Israel, with Turkish mediation. They called for stopping these negotiations. What is it in the interest of Syria for Hamas to be accused of defending Iran? And how is Hamas defending Iran in Gaza? Just like they said in Lebanon for 33 days during the July 2006 war, they accused us then that we were defending Syria or the Iranian nuclear dossier. This is stupid. These are stupid accusations. Hateful accusations. Whoever it may be, whoever is accusing, whoever is making these accusations, Hamas and the Islamic Jihad and the Palestinian factions in Gaza are defending the people of Gaza. And when the ceasefire ended, they went back to their normal agenda, because the ceasefire means dying of hunger. And this is not a real ceasefire. They are not just putting responsibility, holding responsibility on the victim, they are also accusing the victim.